This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A survey from the National Alliance on Mental Illness shows that for people with insurance, mental health care is still tougher to access than other kinds of care. And there are a variety of reasons for that. Here to discuss this report is Ken Norton. He's the executive director of NAMI New Hampshire. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Let's talk about one of the major findings in this report, which is that there are too few mental health therapists. That's one of the reasons why it's harder to find mental health care. This report focused on the nation as a whole, but what about New Hampshire? Does that finding also apply to New Hampshire?
Absolutely. New Hampshire's had pretty severe workforce development issues. A recent report indicated that in the community mental health system alone that there were 200 vacancies, and that becomes a compounding effect, certainly. But on the private sector side, also those vacancies, and the institutional side, like hospitals, New Hampshire Hospital, tremendous workforce issues.
Essentially, we've got a lot of open positions for mental health therapists, but not enough people to fill those positions.
Correct. And it's really across the spectrum, as the report indicates. There's certainly a psychiatric shortage, but also prescribers, nurse practitioners, nurses, psychiatric nurses, social workers, therapists.
So it's not just one area of mental health.
Not.
It's every area. Okay. And another finding of the report was that just in network, it's difficult to find them. You might be able to find one, for example, out of network, but that doesn't mean it's the same, and it might mean that a patient may end up having to pay more because their provider is out of their network.
Both of those issues are very true and very problematic. And what we've been experiencing, I think, in New Hampshire, and I think this is happening nationally as well, is what I would call ghost networks. So in other words, the networks exist on paper, but when people call the providers to access those services, they're told for a variety of reasons that, oh, we're not taking new patients. Oh, we're only taking older adults. Oh, we're only taking adolescents. Oh, I'm sorry, you know, we don't have somebody that can prescribe that medication. So the networks are really networks in name only, and that's become very problematic for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. How do patients cope with that typically?
People with means go outside of the networks and pay out of pockets. Oftentimes it's significant, you know, amounts of funding in order to do that, because many mental health services are ongoing. And people without the means to do that often go without treatment. And, you know, we know that 1 in 5 people have a serious mental illness or have a mental illness, and up to 50% of people are not receiving treatment for those conditions.
Which may have broader societal costs.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So going back to that first issue, talking about the missing or those open positions that haven't been filled, what can be done about that to attract more talented mental health care providers?
Well, that's a key question, and it's, again, very complex. I mean, it goes back to reimbursement rates for what providers are being paid for these services so that they can then, in turn, attract quality staff and keep quality staff. It's also about that I think in a lot of ways we talk about the stigma or discrimination relative to people with mental health conditions or substance use disorders. And the truth is that we devalue those people, and we devalue the people that work with them. So attracting younger people to these professions is more difficult. And again, that's across the spectrum, whether it's a psychiatrist or whether it's a mental health provider or therapist. There are licensing requirements that are very challenging. And in New Hampshire, there's a lack of reciprocity with other states, and that's created a lot of log jams in terms of people being able to get licensed in the state.
Reciprocity meaning therapists from other states may not have the same credentials when they cross over into the Granite State?
Correct. Even though they have the same credential, that the state doesn't provide them the license to practice in New Hampshire. And I think to perhaps a more important piece for consideration to your question, and it's a great question, is if 1 in 5 people have mental health conditions, then young people themselves and or their family members and or their friends have, you know, those types of issues. And how can we be attracting those people with lived experience to become mental health professionals?
Mm-hmm. This report was a national report, but was there anything in this report that surprised you or went against the New Hampshire grain?
I think there was one thing that surprised me, and that was that Medicaid recipients are better able to access services than people with private insurance or the general population. The percentage of people that had difficulty accessing services with Medicaid was slightly lower in that regard. So that was a real positive finding.
Mm-hmm. As President-elect Donald Trump talks about making the repeal of Obamacare a priority for his administration, what are your thoughts or concerns?
Well, that's very problematic, and obviously it's a really complex issue, but the Affordable Care Act has really paved the way for a lot of positive things regarding mental illness, and one of those is the waiver around pre-existing conditions, obviously, which has been hugely difficult for people with mental health conditions, and the, I forget what it's called, but the provision that allows people up to age 26 to be covered under their parents' health insurance. Some of the major mental illnesses and disorders occur between ages 18 and 25. And so that's really a difficult time when people are transitioning and a key time for them to have health insurance. Unlike physical disabilities that, you know, sort of that's a period generally of accepted wellness for physical conditions, for mental health conditions, that can be a really challenging time for young adults.
Ken Norton is the executive director of NAMI New Hampshire. Thank you very much.
Thank you.